Good evening, all our faithful listeners and all the new listeners tonight. Welcome to our program, It's All in the Stars, with our well-noted astrologer, Hassan Jaffer. I'm sure you're with us, Hassan.
Hello, Michael. Have you?
How are you tonight?
Great. A lot of nice stuff is happening.
Excellent. Yeah, I know for sure it's not Moon in Pisces tonight because the weather was too good.
Yes.
The other day. I'm starting to know every day now when the moon's in Pisces.
Exactly. It's so interesting. It's in October 86 or something I wrote about the moon in Pisces.
Mm-hmm.
So interesting. And still it applies every time moon's in Pisces. Today actually the moon's in Taurus. It's in Aries and now it's back into Taurus now.
Mm-hmm.
So we should be hearing from some people of that nature.
I'm going to actually just going to give out some numbers right now for our listeners. Anybody within the USA and Canada can give us a call at 1-888-228-4494. Are we worldwide tonight? No, that's Thursday. We're just North America today.
So it's North America.
So anybody in North America, Canada, or US can call us at 1-888-228-4494. I believe that's the right number. But you know what, I'm going to double check just to make sure, because I get sometimes these numbers confused. We have the Thursday show and the Sunday show, and I just want to make sure I'm giving out the right numbers here.
Okay.
So just bear with me 1 minute.
Yep. And today we'll deal with the sun signs as well, as a lot of people have emailed me that they want to know about their signs as well. And it's important for people to realize that it's not just a sun sign. You have
right. The
Mercury position, Venus position, everything. You have the numbers, Michael?
I do, and actually I was right. I did have the wrong number, so if you give me 2 seconds, I'm just making a note of them now. So we've got anywhere in the USA, they can call us at 877-876-5227. And if they're anywhere in USA or Canada, they can call us at 888-815-9756. So now we got the numbers right. And, of course, if there's any local people that want to give us a call, they can reach us at 530-776-5154.
Which is the easiest number? Just
I might as well mention, like I did on our other program, that I know that there's some people that don't like to call in. They don't want to share their personal information. So if there's any listeners out there tonight that want to call us on...
from both Canada and USA?
I'm sorry?
Is there a number that they can just one number that they can call from both Canada and USA?
Actually, no, it's two numbers tonight. The first number, like I said, is for anywhere in the U.S., and the second number...
The U.S. number is what? 877?
876-5227.
Okay.
And then the one for Canada, North America, U.S. or Canada, is 888-815-9756.
This is what I do...
Well, I guess we could use just that one number.
That's right.
It covers both the U.S. and Canada.
I was thinking, Michael, today we'll also discuss... by the way, tomorrow, as you know, the primary for the Democratic.
Yes.
And as I had said that last time, we had said that Obama will be getting, because the moon is going up in his chart, and already he's like 8 points ahead of something, apparently.
How many points ahead?
About 8 points, as you were saying.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So quite interesting. But the next one, do you remember when the next one is? Because I think it's still his, like in her case also the planets, actually the moon is going in the 12th house now tomorrow, so definitely Obama will win tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And the one after that is within a week or so, isn't it?
I think the next one sometime in June. But I think we have a caller trying to get through, so let's see if we have somebody on the line with us. Do we have a caller with us?
Hello?
Hello, you were there, caller? That's okay. So, well, maybe she'll get the courage to call back, or if she was disconnected, you can try again. So I might as well just give the one numbers for anywhere in North America, that'd be U.S. or Canada. You can dial in at 1-888-815-9756. So we were saying there about, there's the one tomorrow, And I believe the next one is the first week of June, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I believe. I'm not 100%, but I believe it's the first week of June.
I see.
That's so tomorrow is the Indiana and North Carolina, correct?
Both of them.
Hmm?
Is both of them tomorrow?
I'm pretty sure. Well, again, I'm not 100%.
Well,
but
you'll be very lucky if it is, because he does have good Aztecs tomorrow.
Excellent.
Yeah. The disappointment part is not finished yet. Actually, it's June 1st, 2nd, 3rd. Actually, the first week of June is also very good for him.
Yeah, I believe it is the first week. I think it's like the 3rd or something of June.
Oh, really?
Then it's we'll verify that later.
He'll
on.
He'll take it then.
Yeah. Well, I think for sure he's going to take these next two. No doubt. He's got a lot of super delegates that have been going his way. Now we've got a caller online, so maybe it was the one we lost there. Are you with us, caller?
Yes, I am.
Terrific. And what is your name?
My name is Nina.
Nina, and where are you calling from, Nina?
Toronto.
Toronto. And what would you... Do you have a question for Hassan, or do you want to give us your birth date? Do you want to give us your birth date?
Sure.
Yeah, I'm calling for you.
Okay, what should I give you? My birth date?
Yeah, we'll start with that.
Okay, November 21st.
November 23rd?
November.
1973.
Okay. Okay, just by that you can tell quite a lot, actually. I think Venus and Capricorn, okay. Okay, you know, this is a very important year for you as far as love matters is concerned.
Uh-huh.
And what I'm going to do is just give me one sec. I'm going to have a long-term forecast. There's some very interesting things happening this summer for you, actually.
Are you born in Toronto? Sorry, Nina?
No, I'm not. I'm born in India.
In India.
Okay. Just give me 2 seconds. I just want to see something interesting. I want to try here for you. I know this summer is excellent for you when it comes to love matters, relationships. One of the best years for you, actually. You have Venus in Capricorn, by the way, like Elvis Presley and Brad Pitt and Mel Gibson. So it becomes more of a duty and responsibility. And it's not the easiest placement because it's ruled by Capricorn. That's why it's... Like, you may not project your need for affection. And so you just keep on just working. So make sure that you do project your need for affection also. But the luck element in your chart, let me just... You're supposed to be having a child very soon.
I'm sorry?
Which means you're not married at the moment, I understand. Yeah?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Are you married at the moment, Nina?
No.
You're not, right?
No.
No.
Okay. You have... See... Approximately from mid-June, you have a very, very strong luck element with anybody who's philosophical or who travels a lot and or who you meet while traveling. And this goes on right till about November. One of the luckiest aspects of relationships, you also have a very strong sense of commitment in August, September, October, and November. But you've got to be careful that you do not shortchange yourself, because many times there's a sense of commitment, people forget about the luck element. But you've got to make a decision this year between June and till about end of November. So I would suggest by about July, August is when you should be really ready to make up your mind. Then you have another bad cushion of another about 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
And because you do tend to sort of underestimate yourself to some extent, you know, in love matters. You have a very, very good, a very intense chart, and it's somebody who can handle authority very well. And in education, in quite a few, you actually have writing ability also. At some point you'll probably do that. It's just that, well, do you know what time you were born approximately?
Yeah, 11:35 p.m.
That's p.m., okay. 11:35 p.m., I see. So you'll probably have Leo rising then. You have a very charismatic, nice personality. You have very good management skills. And then you'll have that Mercury part, the third house also, which is acting for teaching and... But also positions of authority. Like this year, you have had a lot of authority and responsibility. What do you do, Nina?
I'm a vice principal.
A vice principal of a school.
Of a school, yeah. Excellent.
Terrific.
So, and when did you become the vice principal?
Just in September.
I see, okay. It's the same aspect. It's from about September, October, when Saturn touched off as is seen in your chart. This is one of the luckiest years for you both in terms of communication for contractual matters and as well as for love matters and relationships. So,
are you in a relationship? Sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was going to ask her, are you in a relationship?
Yeah, I am. It's just a very trying one.
Do you have his birth date as well?
Sorry?
Do you have the other person's date of birth?
I do.
Did you want to give that?
October 7th.
1971.
1 a.m.
1 a.m. I see.
England.
Born in England.
I see.
Yep.
This is a very, very bright person. They're like a Mensa person, but who can make really emotional judgments. Like a bit of an erratic personality, actually. He's very intellectual, and you are very wise. Anything says like divine origin, you are excellent in that. He's got some major aspect of buying or selling a property this year, some major family reunions. He has Venus in Libra, like Prince Charles and Bill Clinton. And, well, obviously you must be quite nice looking and beautiful to attract him in the first place.
Sorry?
And if you have Leo rising, definitely you must have a charismatic personality because he definitely is drawn to beauty. That's one.
He says
he's Leo
you must
as well,
be very
Leo
attractive.
Who, me?
Yeah.
You. and humble and modest, of course.
Yes, with that Mercury cap on, for sure. But he's like an artist, you see. He wants to admire every painting. Now, when the charts are compatible, he belongs to a rather philosophical age group. I like that Mercury and Libra, actually, and Venus and Libra. It's just that you will have, as I said earlier, the child project a need for affection. Because for him, just the sharing is enough. He's like Prince Charles. He's married to the most beautiful woman, yet he had more in common with Camilla Parker.
Mm-hmm.
And yet she didn't hold a candle to Diana, but because there were so many interests in common. And that's the thing, if you have enough interest together. He's very intellectual. There's some differences, it seems, that with a Mercury-Pluto conjunction actually, his Pluto close to Mercury makes him a bit like Mercury and Scorpio, which you have. So there's a certain intensity in his thinking. He must have gone quite a lot in his studies. Like, what did he finish?
He's
a very legal mind, by the way, having that Mercury in Libra. My son also has that. Very good.
Uh-huh.
The one?
He's very intelligent, yeah.
What does he do?
He's in financial... sort of lawyer in financial corporate.
Oh, I see. So he did take law as well as business, probably. Yeah.
Uh huh.
Yeah. Did he finish his master's or PhD?
I'm sorry. No, in law.
No, but did he finish his master's or PhD?
He did his PhD.
I see. Yeah, exceptionally, he's trying to remind you of Niels Bohr, the physicist, and also Bill Gates, actually. So he was definitely exceptional. But I'm just not sure about the. The commitment part. Now, is he also from India?
No, he's born in England.
I know, but he's from India.
He's of Indian origin.
I see, yeah. Well, if he's born in India, see, it does change the rules to some extent. Regardless of where he was born, there is some underlying Eastern sense of commitment and all that there's there. But I think you should make, my personal suggestion would be that you should make the decision approximately about end of July, beginning of August. That's what you should do. Or even to about mid-August.
Into August?
In fact, definitely after July. Because
okay.
The beginning part of July, there's a bit of a nightmare thing for your whole age group when you're not able to make very good decisions and you may underestimate yourself. But end of July, beginning of August, by mid-August, you should be ready with the answer. And don't shortchange yourself. You won't lose him. Because you've got right till, as I said, right till about November.
Okay,
but the Mercury, unfortunately, see, does indicate it's like a Lord Shiva theme. You know, when there are events which are beyond one's control, whether they're different culture, different religion, or something there, or the parents don't agree, or the culture doesn't agree, or some different...
No, my parents don't.
Oh, really?
Your parents don't agree with the relationship?
No.
There's probably some misunderstanding or something, you know. It's a nice chart, though, you know. This is not a person who has... Was he defrauded people or anything? Like sometimes people can't separate truth from fantasy or anything. That because he doesn't like to hurt people or doesn't like to, So, but he doesn't. He hates confrontation. So it's possible there might be some misunderstandings or so.
Mm-hmm.
But by about mid July, you should be ready. I mean, by about mid August, you'd definitely be ready to make the commitment.
So, by compatibility wise, Hassan, they're good. There's good compatibility there.
If this was a Canadian chart, I would definitely say no.
Right.
But because they're both Indian, and there are quite a few interesting things. And she's a vice principal also. Of course, she values people who are educated also. And
right.
Plus, she has Venus in Capricorn, so she does like people's status as well.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
That's why the status, prestige, and all that is important to her. And PhD is a form of that too. So that part is definitely there as well.
Mm.
Okay, any other question you had?
Sorry?
Was there any other questions you had for Hassan?
No, I thank you very, much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling, Nina.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care.
You can always write us at stargaze@astrotrends.net.
Or you can call anytime as well on the local number at 416-497-9000.
Yeah. See, Michael, this is a typical example. This lady, she's a Scorpio, but her Venus is in Capricorn.
Right.
So in terms of communication, she's like a Scorpio, very intense, very, very good at research, very truthful, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And the Capricorn part in her chart, that Venus being in the sign of Capricorn, they are very good friends, actually, like a long-term friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And they're quite private about their love matters, and they don't suffer like Venus and Virgo, like doormats. You know, they're not like that at all.
Right.
But they just become like workaholics. Like in men also, they become like workaholics in their work to suppress their emotions. It's difficult for them to be demonstrative about love. It's like a subdued passion.
Well, I hope she's able to go on the basis of your advice there. And if she does make it, a decision, I hope she makes it at the right time. And we wish them luck for a long-term and long and happy and healthy relationship. But I think, it's important that people do realize that the significance and the importance of the astrological aspects in when it comes time to making decisions, whether it be on a personal level for a relationship or in business matters or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
You know, that's definitely something that people should consider and pay, attention to.
No, by the way, I was looking at some people who have Mars in Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, and Pisces, which are all getting aspects from Saturn. It's a major, what we call an accident configuration.
Right.
And Hamid Karzai of Afghanistan, he was almost assassinated, and he has that till about end of June. But I also noticed Natalie Portman has that aspect, too.
Yeah, actually, I noticed that last week.
She has Mars at 8th house, and 8th house are the people's money, so if she just loses some money or gives to charity, which is the same thing, that'll offset it to some extent, but she is susceptible for sure. There's some sign that's coming in her life later on, in her mother's health or something, probably, you know, with that sign.
In who, Natalie, or?
It's Natalie Portman, actually, yeah.
Yeah.
But I was also looking at Bill Moyers.
Bill Maher, the talk show guy.
That's right.
I think he's got a talk show. He's a comedian or something.
He's got... this one was born 1934. It's a different one that I'm thinking of.
34? No, it's not the one I'm thinking of.
June 5th, 1934. He has Mercury in Cancer like you, but he has that Mars in Gemini also. Definitely that same danger theme. Right about end of this, till about June, July.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see if anybody else is here that we know.
I want to run a question by you. Actually, somebody I was speaking with yesterday, I was in the company. Oh, we have a caller here, so I'll tell you my story in a minute. Let's see if we can take this call here. Are you with us, caller?
Yes, yes.
Yes. And what would your name be?
My name is Tony.
Tony?
Yes.
And where are you calling from, Tony?
I'm calling from France.
From where?
France.
France?
Yes.
Oh, so this is nice. That's the one.
Beautiful.
I didn't realize. Excellent.
And what's your birthday, Tony?
8-1-61.
Is it August?
So that would be August 1st?
August, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, August of what?
August 1st.
August 1st, 1961.
1961?
Yeah.
So I'm just a little bit older than you by about a month.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what time, like a Keller, like what time were you born, do you know?
Oh, I think about 10 minutes after midnight or something like this.
Oh, I see.
And you were born in Europe, or?
No, I was born in America.
In America?
Yes.
Whereabouts France are you?
I'm calling from Paris.
Oh, you're calling from Paris.
Yes.
So tell me something. Which number did you dial? Did you dial the 888 number or the online?
No, I dialed the your local number. Oh, yeah.
877-489?
Yes.
580.
Yes, yes.
876. Excellent. Okay. Now, you have that... first of all, you have Mercury and Cancer, like Michael here. So
I know she's born very close to me.
Yeah. But you're a Leo. August 1st, you said, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Now, you're Mercury and Cancer, but it's aspect of Saturn. Now, what this does is, on one side, you have very, very good business ability, and even counseling, guiding, helping people, but Saturn has a corporate element to it. So when you can handle authority very well, the supervisory aspect, the management skills that you have, But it also makes you very cautious. So my first advice to you would be, do not go into stock market.
Okay.
If you're analyzing, it's one thing, but if you're going to stock market, because by the time you act, the whole market would change. And
by the time she would make a decision, yeah.
That's right, by the time she makes a decision. In terms of love matters and relationships, you've got a bit of a testing period coming later on, but one of the major tests is finishing from the last 3-4 years. When you've been, you know, when you go through complete change in your attitude towards love, marriage, relationship, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense at all?
Yes, I think
yeah.
so.
what sign were you involved with?
My last relationship?
Yes.
Or my current, well, current.
Current
one.
Or the last one. Oh, the last
the
one.
Last,
okay.
Oh, well, maybe it's last now. I don't know.
Okay, what about the current one?
My current, the person I'm seeing now is a, was born November.
Yes, like Scorpio, Sagittarius.
Yeah, November 12th or something.
Okay. And how long have you had this relationship?
We're just sort of dating about a year, like on and off for a year.
What's really interesting, it is a Pluto theme. You see, that's why I was asking. It happens once in a lifetime, once in 246 years. And the one sign that is sort of a destined relationship with them is Scorpio. If you
really?
Met about 3-4 years ago, it would have been very difficult. But from last year, that Pluto was touching on Venus, which is indicating some, like, impossible type relationship. When you get involved with somebody with different culture, different religion, or black and white type relationship, or the person lives somewhere else, any delays. But that is just about finishing that major test.
So it's a good thing, then?
Yeah, very, very, very positive. So does that make sense at all?
So this relationship
Scorpio.
Is... Is Scorpio.
There was a bit of a destined aspect, but there were some... I'm wondering what were the difficulties, because you had Pluto touching on Venus, which normally indicates when you get involved with people with major differences, or their culture is different, or religion is different, or their parents don't agree.
Last relationship? That was sort of a religious difference in religion.
Oh, I see.
Last relationship, but this one, no, it's nothing at all like that. But
I think this is finishing now, you know, so this aspect has gone away now. Pluto's not in Sagittarius anymore. It was opposing your Venus. So that's
okay.
Why it's finished. Last 3-4 years, you also would have been going to a complete change in your attitude towards health, everything also.
Yes.
By the way, do you have his date of birth, his year of birth, too?
I'm sorry?
His year of birth.
Year of birth, and I can compare it for you. November the what?
I didn't hear you.
Okay, your significant other is born on November 12th.
Yeah,
right?
yeah, November 12th. It is like.
Do you know
30,
what year?
I think. No, I don't. Cause
don't.
I really
oh,
don't.
Don't.
I think he's like 30. Yeah, he's like 30 maybe.
He's about 30 years old. So
oh,
yeah.
I don't know. We can
maybe 1978 something like.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah, I like you know, age does not a number. You know,
is
I
he also
don't
there,
really.
Or are you in the same city or?
Yes. He lives.
And what do you do, by the way?
I'm an artist, but
an artist,
I'm thinking
right?
of, yes, I'm an artist, but I'm thinking of launching a project for peace through artists, like a world peace kind of organization.
Excellent.
Through art.
Excellent. Well, you know, the Mercury Saturn gives very strong hands, like, you know, Da Vinci was also born in this aspect, but also in etching, for example, or sometimes in sculpture. It's not just the pure art aspect. I mean, you do have the Venus and Gemini aspect involved in your chart. In fact, you have a Venus-Pluto square, I just realized, by the way, there's also the attraction to Scorpio. Because you have a Venus-Jupiter trine, that's artistic part also. It's a very wealthy aspect, actually, to have as well. And a real, like, a mind expansion theme. You have a Moon-Jupiter aspect. Your chart reminds me a bit of the Renaissance artists. You know, they always used to have some spiritual element to their paintings. So you have that aspect, the Moon, Jupiter, and which is very good for public response, and the business ability to get a team together. You have fantastic response from end of this year, from about June, July, till about October, November of this year.
Okay, June, July, okay.
Absolutely fantastic aspects. So when it comes to, but you should start this year for sure.
Okay,
what
great.
What does your friend do?
He is a musician.
I see.
I was a mathematician and also a musician, so go figure.
I see. Very interesting, yeah. It'd be interesting to find out where is Mercury and Venus is. If you send me an email, I'll send you something on that. You can send it to stargaze@astrotrends.net. Can you visit our website at all, astrotrends.net.
Okay. All right, thank you so much.
But any of this year is excellent in your chart, like if you want to do this, no?
Yes, oh, for
yeah,
sure.
I'm sure you'll be quite successful. And,
well, the cause sounds very good. Sounds like a very good cause, so that's a great start.
I mean, Mercury and Cancer, like Princess Diana, similar theme.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
And by the way, for love match, for relationships, you're a very independent person. Next summer is fantastic when it comes to any commitments and things of that nature. But this year, you should really focus on your project.
Okay.
On getting your websites done. And do you have a website at the moment?
No, I'm just, beginning to sort of take action on all of that. I've been contemplating this for many years now, and I'm deciding that it's time to sort of take action on it. Otherwise, it's...
You definitely should. You see, that's a cautious side of you, that Saturn, Mercury, Astro. But when you do things, they're very thorough. And, but let us know, and we'll publish
send
it
us,
for you.
Send,
yeah, Mike,
I was going to suggest, send us an email, Tony. Send us an email at stardazed@astrotrends.net.
Okay.
You can put in there a little bit more information about what you're going to do as well, and Hassan can definitely give you some good advice, and we could probably assist you in other ways as well with your website and so on.
Oh, super.
I'm glad that you have the same rate and all that. This time they're not differences, because you were supposed to go through one or two major breakups to see with that Venus-Pluto, and you already did with that other relationship.
Okay.
It's a radical adjustment.
Okay.
So you're on the right road now.
Believe me.
For you, the communication is very important. Like Shakespeare was born with Venus and Gemini, like you.
That's true. That's very true.
Okay, my dear.
Well, thank you for calling, Tony.
Okay, thank you.
And have a great night.
Okay. Goodbye. Thank you.
Take care.
I didn't realize this was going on the world.
Yeah, that was nice. She
North America.
Excellent. I wish I was in Paris, France right now. Eventually.
That lady Nina that I called, she gave her friend's date of birth, and he had a lot of Libra planets. I was thinking of Paris, actually, because to me, Paris is exactly Libra.
Really?
For the fashion and clothing and all these things, yeah. So people are born with a Libra in the fourth house, for example, quite often settle in Paris.
So what type of art do you think, what type of artist do you think our last caller was there, Tony? Do you think she's like the Renaissance type, or...?
She does have that side too. Well, she's got the modern side also. She's got the Venus in Gemini, but she definitely has that Mercury in Cancer aspect to Saturn, so she's probably studied it also, and obviously like people who really, but mainly from her own application. It gives a bit more practical side as well, the Mercury-Saturn.
I hope she gets in touch with us by email, because it would be very nice to find out what she's doing there with that cause, the world cause that she's trying to do there.
Yeah.
It's something
because
there's
so many things I don't even say on the radio. I'm not even sure how to say. Like, to them, she has a Venus a Pluto aspect.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it's. Any Pluto Venus gives a bit of a touch of a Scorpio theme.
Mm-hmm.
And Pluto's been touching off of Venus also. And the only sign that can offset that negative theme is Scorpio. And she's involved with Scorpio right now. So it's quite interesting, yeah.
Okay, now, before we took that call, I was about to ask you something, and it was... yesterday I was with a group of people.
You were telling us something...
I was going to ask you, I was with some people yesterday, and we were talking about eye colors, people born with blue eyes, people born with green eyes, so on and so forth. And somebody had asked me, they said, well, ask Hassan if there's any significance in... because this person has three children, all born with green, like cat's eye green. Color eye.
That's a very idealistic color. I wrote an article in 1986 about it. If people have hazel or greenish eyes, are they really unfaithful? That was my question. Because I said that anybody who has either Neptune aspects to their in a chart or some planets in Pisces, they normally have greenish eyes in the Western countries. But there has to be a Neptune aspect for sure. It makes them very idealistic, where they fall in love with the illusion a person projects, rather than person all the human frailties. And when a person does show the human side, they're disillusioned and disappointed. We have a caller.
I think we have a caller here, so let's go online. And do we have a caller with us?
Yes.
Excellent.
Hello.
And your name?
My name is Rose.
Sorry?
Rose.
Okay, Rose. Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Toronto.
Toronto. And you want to give us your date of birth?
It's June 8th, 1958.
June 8th, 1958?
Yes.
5'8".
Rose,
you're born in Toronto.
First time you're listening to us, or have you listened to our show before?
I'm calling from Toronto.
Yeah.
Rose, can you hear me?
It's a little difficult, but go ahead.
Yeah, I need to speak up a little bit, Hassan. You are faint.
Yeah, no, it's coming very low here. I can...
Yeah, I'm surprised. She's calling from Toronto as well. Should be a good, clear...
Well, it's coming from California, though. We are going through the station, actually.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Anyways, Rose, is this the first time you're listening to us, or you've listened to us before?
I think I listened to you once before.
I see, okay. You were born, by the way, with Moon and Sun in square configuration with each other, which normally indicates the parents being two totally different people. Your parents must have been two totally different people.
My parents?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
And you have Moon in Pisces, which is excellent for children, for old people. And at some point, you'll probably live near the ocean, near the water. You have a lot of empathy, compassion, and feeling.
Mm-hmm.
But you're also very objective. Like a natural psychologist, you can stand back and look at a problem from a totally objective viewpoint.
Mm-hmm.
In love matters, you're an extremely faithful and loyal person. You love good food. You love the antiques. You love the... In fact, you have Venus and Taurus like Princess Diana.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, but it's also in opposition to Neptune, exactly like Princess Diana also. It's the Venus-Neptune is one of the signs of... It's like sadness in love matters because these people are so idealistic. I was just talking about those... the eyes and all that.
Mm-hmm.
The Venus-Neptune make people so romantic that they fall in love with this illusion a person projects.
Uh-huh.
That's all I see. But this is a very good year for you in terms of love. See, all of these people never marry because nobody fits their ideal. All their relationships are important, like in your case, you're a physical person. They keep going from one to the other to find that mate, have a match. So as long as you're not too idealistic and too unrealistic in your expectations of the partner.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have anybody in mind?
I do.
Okay, what's the date of birth?
It's April 9th, 1961.
Another one born close to me.
April 9th.
At about 5:30 a.m.
Excuse me, one second. April
1961, 9th. 1961, Hassan. April 9th,
yeah,
1961.
Okay, let me just take this one. Now, these two, you two are very different. He's very sensitive when it comes to communication. He's real charming. It reminds me of Casanova, actually. That's Mercury and Pisces aspect. So a comfortable sadness to his voice. At the same time, he has a business aspect about him as well. But where you two are different is in love matters, he has Venus in Aries, which reminds me of the film Shampoo with Warren Beatty in it.
Yeah.
But he certainly makes you feel like a woman.
Uh-huh.
There's a certain chauvinistic side of him which you do like because you're very much a woman.
Yes.
And even though you're a Gemini, you have Venus and Taurus, which I call a very normal woman in its aspect. And so this side of you likes a man to be the boss, for example, you know?
Yes.
And he has that side. Now, because if he only had Venus in Aries, it'd be difficult. It'd be like Hugh Hefner. But Venus aspect to Saturn makes him a bit more inhibited.
Uh-huh.
It gives him a fear of rejection and all that, so makes him more mature in love matters and capable of having a long-term relationship. About
uh-huh.
two, 3 years ago, he had some major breakup or something, some difficulties in relationships a lot.
Who did? He did?
Yeah, let me just see.
Or I
but,
did.
He had and then you had right after. His was 2004 and 5, and yours were 2005 and 6, the testing period.
Does that sound about right?
I don't know about his past. I don't know him that well. He was divorced 8 years ago.
He was what?
Divorced about 8 years
divorced
ago.
Divorced 8 years ago.
I see, yeah.
And my husband died about 2 years ago.
About 2 years ago?
Two years.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, our condolences.
And this is that sadness in your chart, you know?
Uh-huh.
It's almost like, and that's exactly 2 years ago, you had that sudden touching of that Venus, which is a very difficult task, because you're an extremely loyal person.
Yes. Yeah.
In relationships. What is your husband's date of birth, by the way?
It was October 18th, 1946.
October 18th, 1946. I just want to compare this to... Sorry, just one sec. I'm sorry, you said October 18th?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
October 1, 1946, I believe, right, Rob?
46, yes.
46, yeah.
I see. Oh, did you have any heart problems also?
No.
Because you have Saturn, Pluto, Mercury. In fact, Saturn, Mars square. This is not a normal aspect, actually. There's was an action or something? Like, what happened?
No, he had leukemia.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear
and
that.
And he actually died from a
I can see that. He has Mars in Scorpio, Mercury in Scorpio, and all of them squared to Saturn, Moon. In fact, you know, when you said leukemia, this is an important point. We started with something called for the astromedical research. He had a Saturn-Moon conjunction. I'm just noticing that, which makes a person very anemic.
Hmm.
So that's one of the aspects, probably. He must have been, when you met him, he must have been a very charming type person. He was a very intense person. Like, in terms of communication, it must have been, I don't think it was an easy aspect.
No.
Yeah.
No, I think he was intense underneath, but he didn't show it.
Yes, yeah. And he was very, there was a certain, he was very truthful. But you love to communicate. You are so good in communication.
No, actually, but we didn't communicate. He was not good at communicating.
No, he was not good at all, no.
No.
No, but that's something, like, you have a much better aspect in communication, whereas in his case, it was like putting teeth always, you know?
Yes.
And, yeah, and you are much more into commitment, but I'm sorry to hear that, you know?
Yes,
but, you know, these you have that sadness in your child, but where there's a sense of mission as well.
Uh-huh. It was that going to change, or is that going to go lifelong?
Well, the thing is, you know, there are certain, you have a tremendous amount of empathy and compassion.
Right.
But that aspect, but you also have a Mercury Pluto square like Jean-Paul Sartre. This aspect indicates in the experience of life and their situations, which lead you to a mission in life.
Uh-huh.
So whenever you do something with the children, with old people, it offsets the theme. What do you do, actually?
I do interior decorating, and I'm an artist.
Oh, yeah. You must be, now, you have a, you know, there are two things. First of all, actually, Leonardo da Vinci also had Venus and Taurus as well. So you have a great interest in the history and the old things as well.
Yes.
So it's not like just modern art, just like deep wood, for example, or warm colors as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But
actually,
you can add the feng shui to it, the feng shui, or the gardens and the fountains,
and
the water, you know?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, that's a very strong element in your chart. It's a beautiful thing. You have a moon in Pisces trying to Neptune, which is environmental beautification.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more than just a room interior decoration, no?
That's right.
Yeah. Yours is a very creative aspect, actually.
Yeah.
That you're born with. This must be a
really good. Yeah, I love being creative.
Yeah, and you also have a Mercury Uranus sextile, actually, which makes you quite original as well. So yeah, you have the original, the futuristic side, you have Mercury and Gemini, then you've got the Venus and Taurus, the deep tradition. That's the Victoria's Secrets and laces, and that's like Leonardo da Vinci also, he had that as well.
Oh.
Yeah, deep traditional values as well.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Okay, Maji, well, you can always write to us as well and visit our website, astrotrends.net.
Okay.
And if you have any questions, just email to us. If you can send me the date of birth of your husband and when this happened and all that, I'd really appreciate it. We're doing a lot of research, you see. And
okay.
We might be able to help other people because of it.
Right.
Yeah.
I will do that.
You can email us at stargaze@astrotrends.net.
Great.
You know, the one thing which I'm wondering, first of all, he had three planets in Leo. And I'm wondering, where was he from?
He was from Germany.
I see. Because there's a certain, like a royal air about him. Hitler was also born with Saturn in Leo, actually. But when people, it's like a lonely eagle, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, they sort of stand out from a crowd a bit.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
What kind of work did he do?
He worked in the airline industry.
Like doing what?
Air cargo.
Oh, I see, yeah. I wonder if his father or somebody had heart problems also.
His father, I don't know. He didn't really know his father.
I see. I mean, that's also Moon Saturn. Moon Saturn is a deep depression, actually.
He was a little depressive, yes.
But, yeah, and when they don't show their smile, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's actually their ways to offset it, like whenever you get involved with Earth, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, my dear.
Well, thank you for calling.
Like I said, if you can send us an email with that information, it would be great.
I will. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.
Okay.
Have a great night.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There's so much, you know, Michael, that we see here.
Mm-hmm.
I wish we had the whole chart right in front with the time, birth, and everything, you know?
Well, that's good if she can send us that information. It will help us, like you said, in the research as well.
We have a bit of a handicap about technology, you see, in probably about 6 months or so. As soon as we say the date of birth, it'll just put it on the screen with the time, birth, place, everything will be amazing.
Well, we're getting there. We're close.
Yes. Yeah.
We're working in that direction.
That's right, yeah.
So,
but I love that placement that she has, Venus and Taurus. You also have Venus and Taurus. Very loyal.
I was going to say that, yeah.
Yeah, and the good things of life and like real Royal Dalton as opposed to paper plates.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised. Both, actually, the two callers there were birthdays and their others' birthdays were very close to mine.
Yes.
Funny that we're getting everybody close to my birthdays tonight.
Yeah, you're born within about, 2 weeks of Princess Diana?
I think, yeah, the one was August 1, I'm June 20, so that's, like a month and a half difference.
That's right. Michael, I want to throw in some insights as well.
Yes.
And some astro insights. So the first one, as you talked about, the green eyes of people are very idealistic.
Yeah.
And as I was saying, that the onus is on the partner to provide enough romance, because if these people do not find romance in marriage, they look for it elsewhere.
Right.
Now, many actors and actresses, they are also born with this aspect of Venus, Neptune, or themes like that, and they're able to project their fantasy on the screen. And there they have all kinds of different people. Of course, they are like having constant new love affairs each time. Even when they're married, they are acting the roles. So the role-playing has to completely offset the theme.
Right.
By the way, I also wanted to, many people ask about the fame element. How can we tell if somebody's famous?
Mm-hmm.
Or if they are born with certain same elements. And in the chart, if a person is born between about, let's say, 10 o'clock in the morning and about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, it's a very strong element of the same aspect, because the sun will be right on top of the chart, and Mercury and Venus. So they'll always have some astral limelight. It's an easy aspect. That's one theme.
So that's the time that's got nothing to do with the month or whatever. It's just that time.
That's right.
Okay.
You know, just like people, if they're born between 10 p.m., and about 2 a.m., it's exactly opposite. They tend to keep a low profile.
Okay.
And nobody has written about it, by the way, so these are just insights we're sharing with people. Now, on the hand, if you look at the back of the hand that you write with,
right,
the second finger, the one that's closest to the little finger,
right,
that thing, the next to it, this finger, you know what it calls?
The ring finger, I think.
That's right, the ring finger.
The wedding ring.
That's right. If that's longer than the index finger, that's one of the very sure aspects of fame as well, or showmanship. And these people don't really care for other people's opinion, and they don't mind being on the stage at all.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in women, it seems that women who are attracted to each other also have the same thing, because it gives a certain confidence. But in women, when there's too much of confidence, they are drawn to each other, it seems. But it's one of the fame aspects that the ring finger taller. I mean, longer than the...
Longer than the index, yeah.
That's right, one of the same aspects, yeah. And these are very important things and easy to look at. Somebody wants to be a singer, for example, and we can see what is inhibiting them. So somebody like that, for example, they're very shy, they may be very talented, but they are shy of coming out on the stage.
Right.
For example, Celine Dion, she has Leo rising. She has Pisces planet, but she has Aries and Pisces planet, but she is... a Leo rising, which he makes a bit more flamboyant. That's why she used to have this real beehive type of hair before.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, she loves the limelight.
I was going to say, she's not afraid of the camera, and she's not afraid of being in the public eye.
That's right, yeah, yeah.
She's very
almost used to do a little bit too much, I felt, sometimes. And
so
but,
then, I'm glad we brought this up, because I want to compare it to someone like, what's his name, Johnny Depp, for example.
Yes.
He's very popular, very famous, everything else, but yet he's not one that really
That's why he's got Cancer and Leo on the first house. He also does have Leo on the first house, but he has a lot of Cancer, too. But he has a lot of Taurus planets, so that's why he's very, very down-to-earth type.
Right. But I'm thinking he must be born in the hours, between the hours, like you said, the people that like to keep a low profile, between 10 p.m. and 3 a.m. or whatever.
Yeah, he
but
was actually born a bit earlier than 10, that's right, yes, yeah.
Yeah.
It just helps you. Like, it does mean that people who are born, even any time you can be famous for something, it's just that people who are born with the planets right on top, it's much easier for them to become famous. They have to put very little effort.
Right.
And just like people who have this ring finger a bit longer,
mm-hmm.
you'll find them with big belts, for example, and there's a certain showmanship about them, which attracts attention also.
Right.
Because, as you know, like Britney Spears, for example, is not as talented as some other singers, but she's a fantastic entertainer.
Yes.
And her shows were excellent. Or Michael Jackson, for example, is very shy until he comes out on the stage. That's when you see, I mean, amazing dramatic performances.
Yeah, but he's a completely different person off stage. You're right.
Yeah. That's right, yeah.
Definitely.
And,
so, what other...
Now, the sun signs, a lot of people ask me, you know, that they want something for everybody. So we'll... again, I don't believe just in sun signs, because you have to notice, you have to see where the Venus is, for example, for the love matches. And if you go to a website, astrotrends.net, right on the main page, you can actually put your birth date there, and it'll tell you exactly, and just click on the interpretation. It'll tell you exactly where your Mercury is, where Venus is. Mercury is for communication, and Venus is for love matters.
Love
if you want
matters.
To see, it'll say Venus in Cap, or Capricorn, or Sagittarius, or whatever.
Right.
Now, people who are born under the signs of Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, and Pisces, these four signs, now these are the sun signs I'm talking about also, all
right.
of them are going through a major seven-year cycle right now. It finishes next year, but for a lot of them, it will finish by summer of this year, which means that you've got to establish for the next 7 years what you want to do. You encounter a lot of delays, which is a test of your organizing skills, and rather than just being frustrated by the delays, take it as an important wake-up call that maybe you're in the wrong profession, for example, or take courses, or get married, or it's a major move, for example, some major theme for the next 7 years that you want to do. That's
right.
a very important theme. And now, there are certain signs which are getting some very positive aspects from Jupiter. For example, the sign of Taurus, the sign of Cancer, the sign of Virgo, the sign of Scorpio, and the sign of Capricorn, and the sign of Pisces. All of them throughout this year have an excellent aspect from Jupiter, and they could all use this. Because Earth and Water signs are not very, very confident, or they are not really... They don't take opportunities as well. So Jupiter gives them a bit of a boost, makes them more optimistic, and opportunities from foreign countries, foreign lands, foreign places, makes them more confident, for example.
Right.
And that's what Nina had. She had Venus in Capricorn, and Jupiter touching off that Venus. So it's a very wealthy aspect, and that's also... So this is a reward period for her. And it's interesting, like in her case, both Mercury in Scorpio and Venus in Capricorn, they're both getting touched off by Jupiter.
Right.
That's why I was saying for her writing, for communication, for much better communication, should be more philosophical as well as for love matters. Now, but within this sign, the sign of Virgo and Pisces do have those delays as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like you meet the right person, but the person is married or lives somewhere else. So there is some restriction as well. The sign of, by the way, with Saturn being a sign of Virgo, you remember we had predicted, Michael, that this year, and next year we'll have some major standards.
Yes.
Very, very important, you know, like you've got so many different memory sticks and so many, like there's so many different protocols. And but the standardization will be there right about the end of next year with Saturn being in the sign of Virgo. So
right.
A very meticulous, perfectionist type of sign. And children that are being born right now, by the way, will also be very real perfectionists. It also indicates that their parents, like one of the parents, is really ethical type, keeps a low profile. And also, they'll have to be careful near the bad area list problem. All the children born this year and next year.
This
but
is the children themselves
streak.
Have to be careful.
Yeah. Now, there's a conservative streak in these people. Like, for example, even in the world, in England, for example, the conservatives won. The person who became the mayor just recently.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's the only thing going for McCain, that people are conservative bloc. They'll be much more biased towards the conservative values.
Mm-hmm.
Even though Obama's chart is much better, and his plan is right on top of the chart, and we do hope that he does become the president, he definitely will win the nomination. But besides that, you know, it's interesting, till about June and beginning of July, he's got some setbacks and disappointments, but feeling very tired.
Mm-hmm.
But late this year, around that November, he's got fantastic aspects in his chart.
Well, that's the time they're going to be voting, so that's a
yes.
good time.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. Yeah, that really helps, yeah. And yet he's got this, this major action configuration for another about 1.5 years to about next
right.
year.
Right.
So the configuration, which of course hopefully the Secret Service will be good with him.
Yeah, that could. Yeah, well, that could be significant to him winning the winning not only the not the
primary.
Democratic race between Hillary Clinton, but also the presidency, because that would have some. I'm sure there would be some danger aspects involved there. Doesn't matter who gets the seat. I'm
exactly,
sure there's
yeah.
some element of
By the way, you know Ali Al-Fayed, Dodi Fayed's father,
mm-hmm.
He has this major action configuration also. That's why he was having so many legal problems, legal hazards from last year. It goes on to about June, July, then it finishes. Disappointments
right.
and all that. Very clear in his chart also. Hillary Clinton has Moon in Pisces right on top of the chart, so one thing she is good for with children and old people. She does
Definitely.
Have a positive aspect, like to
yeah.
save people. It's just that the Scorpio side makes her really dictatorial.
Yeah, but like she's got her own agenda and, yeah.
That's right. But from July onwards, she's getting a Saturn touching off Moon, but right at the bottom of her chart, which means on the parents' health not being very good till about next summer.
Mm-hmm.
And the disappointments that he's getting now, she has after that, after about July.
Yeah.
And also, 2009 summer, for about 1 year, there's danger with Bill Clinton, actually. He will have to be very careful of both kidneys as well as heart.
Yeah.
So Saturn will be his health.
Yeah, let's just back up for 1 minute there. When you were saying about how, we'll just say certain people in general who have danger aspects at certain times of the year, what have you.
Yes.
If they are able to pay attention and follow the astrological sides of it, they can prevent, correct me if I'm wrong, but they could prevent certain things from occurring as opposed to having bad things happen.
Yes, like for example, accident configuration also indicates that, you know, for example, if they are, you know, if they're doing just yoga or something, or just simple exercise, but they overstretch themselves, for example,
yeah,
or they start doing bungee jumping, this is definitely not the time for it.
Right.
So like for example, Dan Rather is getting a major aspect right now.
Mm-hmm.
So besides the low back, but also heart, that he definitely has to be careful of, any legal matters. And let me see if I have anybody else here.
Yeah, see, this is like
Jack Nicholson is also in the same configuration. Again, low back and heart, you'll have to be very careful of that, yes.
And they're probably around the close to the same age, too, I would think.
He was born, actually, 1937, that's right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And let me just see, he's got Leo rising. You'll see many of the actors. Now, see, in his case, he was born at 11 a.m. So Mercury, Uranus,
Nicholson,
Sun,
we're talking about.
Venus, everything right on top of the chart.
Yeah, this is Jack Nicholson we're talking about.
Yeah, that's right?
Right,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Patty Hearst also has that major accident configuration, which is also legal matters, and has like the Pierre Cardin.
Right.
And let me see if anybody in Bollywood is Anil Kapoor. Prince,
mm-hmm.
Prince Charles, Prince Henry Charles, let me see. September,
tell me something.
Yes.
This is something of my own curiosity. Ted Kennedy.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
When you look at the Kennedy family from JFK
to
Robert to JFK Jr., so on and so forth, unfortunately, there seems to be like a cloud over that family.
That's why he didn't go for
but yet he's been able to dodge so many things, whether it be health-related issues or legal issues.
See, he has a Mars-Neptune square.
Yeah.
Aspect in his chart, square opposition, I forget, but he does have an adverse aspect to drowning, and his secretary drowned, his big scandals and all.
Mm-hmm.
And also, he has Venus in Aries, like Hugh Hefner. So he was known to really have quite a lot of women,
mm-hmm.
actually, beautiful women. He's a brilliant fellow, though. He's got
I agree 100%.
Also.
I agree 100%. But I'm saying, aside from being so brilliant, I think he has a huge, myself personally, again, this is my own personal opinion, I think he has a huge luck aspect about him. Because, as I said, when you look at all the terrible things that's happened to the Kennedy family, he's always, been able to shine through troubled times in his life and other things. So he must have a very good chart, a natal chart, as opposed to some of his other family members.
Yeah, he does, yes. What were the other things you were going to talk about? The Aries, all that I didn't talk about.
Mm-hmm.
See, the sign of Aries is what we call a fire sign, like Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius.
Right.
They're both what we call fire signs.
Right.
Oh, we're almost running out of time. These are the confident, dynamic signs, enthusiastic, and self-starters. I wonder if Don is there, so we can ask him if it's, I think there's the program.
Yeah, I think we have a program after us, so, we're probably going to.
Yes, we do, actually, yeah.
But what we can, we're not back this Thursday, but we're back on
air. Number, you know the 497-9000 number, Michael?
Yes, I'm going to give out all the numbers again, but, for those listeners who didn't call in or may want to call and speak with us on at a later date, can contact him at area code 416, telephone number 497-9000, or he can be reached as well by way of email at stargaze@astrotrends.net, and the website is www.astrotrends.net. And, yeah, what we'll do, I guess, we'll start, I'll make a note of this. So next week, our next show, next program, we'll start and carry over where we left off today, which was in Aries aspects, right?
Yes. We'll
start with that, and then we'll be able to share whatever good news about the primary there. Talk
yes.
a little bit about that.
Excellent, sure.
Yeah, so until then, I think we should...
our next show is on Thursday.
Actually, on Sunday.
The next Thursday now.
A week, not this Thursday coming. It'll be a week Thursday.
That's right, you're right. So the next one is next Sunday again.
Yeah, so the next show would be Sunday again, a week from today.
Excellent. I'll have it on my website also next time.
Yeah, we'll post it. Good idea.
Well, thank you for hosting the show, Michael.
No problem. Always a pleasure, sir.
Sunday.
And thank you very much to all our listeners. And a special thank you to the callers. And we look forward to speaking with everybody and informing people what's happening next week. And look forward to taking some more calls. Until then, we're going to say good night on behalf of Hassan and myself. Once again, thanks for listening. And we're back again next Sunday, same time, same place. And again, just real quickly, the phone numbers, get a hold of Hassan until next Sunday. If you want to get a hold of him, you can reach him at 416-497-9000. Anything else you wanted to say before we sign off?
This is Dr. Hassan Jaffer saying good night.
Excellent. Good night. Thank you and good night.
Bye then.
Hello, and welcome to your favorite astrology program, It's All in the Stars, with astrologer Hassan Jaffer. And now, here's your host for tonight, Michael Cervini.